Fourth Sunday in Lent, Year B. A reading from the second book of Chronicles. Further, all the leaders of Judah, the priests and the people too, added infidelity to infidelity, by all the shameful practices of the nations, and by defiling the temple of the Lord, which he himself had consecrated in Jerusalem. The Lord, God of their ancestors, continually sent word to them through his messengers, because he felt compassion for his people and his dwelling. But they mocked the messengers of God. They despised his words. They laughed at his prophets, until the Lord's wrath with his people became so fierce that there was no remedy. He burned down the temple of God, demolished the walls of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces to the ground, and destroyed everything of value in it. And those who had escaped the sword, he deported to Babylon, where they were slaves to him and his descendants until the rise of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the Lord's prophecy in the mouth of Jeremiah. Until the country has paid off its Sabbaths, it will lie fallow for all the days of its desolation, to complete 70 years. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord in the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord roused the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, to send an announcement throughout his kingdom, and also in writing, saying, Cyrus, king of Persia, says this, The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and has appointed me to build him a temple in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you, of all his people, may the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors, for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Or how could we sing the song of the Lord on foreign soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. O let my tongue cleave to my palate if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem as the first of my joys. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. But God, being rich in mercy, through the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead by our sins, brought us to life in Christ. It is through grace that you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in heaven, in Christ Jesus, so that for ages to come he might show the overflowing richness of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, but is the gift of God, not by works, so that nobody may boast. We are what he made us, created in Christ Jesus, for the good works which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. God loved the world so much, he gave us his only Son, that all who believe in him might have eternal life. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to Nicodemus, As Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but so that the world might be saved through him. One who believes in him will not be judged, but whoever does not believe is judged already, for not believing in the name of God's only begotten Son. And the judgment is this, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And indeed, everybody who does wrong hates the light and does not come to the light, so that such actions may not be examined. But whoever does the truth comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that this person's works have been done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.